Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Let the filibustering begin.
Welcome to Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to Filibuster here on the Nerd Party Network. We're on to the final weekend of the Edinburgh International Film Festival, but that doesn't mean that we're winding down. We've got plenty of interviews and coverage still to go. To kickstart our weekend, we have an interview with Travis frontman, Fran Healy, who has swapped the gig stage for the big screen with his documentary, Almost Fashionable, a film about Travis. And it's a music documentary with an exciting twist, which got its world premiere last night in Edinburgh. Music journalist Wyndham Wallace has always been clear that he's not a big fan of the Scottish band Travis. When lead singer Fran invites Wallace to join Travis on tour in Mexico, the journalist is intrigued and bemused. After soliciting the opinion of other writers, he heads off on tour, filming fans to get their view. It's a delightfully warm-hearted and tuneful look at Travis, examining why their fans love them while offering a chance to see if a critic can change his views. Enjoy the interview, and thanks so much to Fran for joining me for this episode.
Believe it or not, I had never even thought about people who would even, like, you know, reviewers or critics or anything, even think seeing this, and now I'm like, oh my God, I made a film about Travis and critics and fandom and all that stuff, and it's going to get reviewed, or it's going to be judged, or...
It was such an interesting one, because, you know, it's like, you get the brochure, and you open it up, and you flick through, and it was like, what caught my eye, and it was probably the most bizarre connection, but I read it, and it was like, oh, a man with a critical eye will look at Travis, their success, and such like. It reminded me of, like, a DVD commentary for the Matrix trilogy, where they got, like, three people that disliked the movie to sit and watch the movies.
Did they do that?
Yeah, yeah. So it was on a DVD thing, so they would talk through it. The first one, they were like, pretty good. Then the second and third, they were like, I don't know about this. And they're just sitting there discussing the film. So I saw that and I thought, that's such an interesting concept for a documentary.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm not a big DVD commentary person, because it's a bit like, we had to do it once for one of our things, and it was kind of fun. But they're the siblings.
Yeah, yeah, the Wachowskis,
They're both turned into women now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which is just amazing.
They made that amazing Sense8 show and stuff just finished. But
and I know Tom Tickfer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, well, that's kind of like the whole filmmaking thing. Because when I moved to Berlin from London, I got to know Danny Brühl, because he's just lived down the street. Mm-hmm. And he was in Goodbye Lenin, and then one night he's like, you need to meet Wolfgang. So we went and met Wolfgang. Me and Wolfgang became very firm friends almost immediately. Mm-hmm. And then through Wolfgang, I meet Tom Tickfer, and through Tom's wife Marie, who's brilliant. And she was kind of weirdly, when I started talking about, like, I wonder if I could make a film, she's like, there's nothing, you don't need permission to do that. Just find a great producer, a great cameraman, a great first assistant director, and you're pretty much there.
Yeah.
You just need to have a clear vision of what you want to do, and off you go.
And you've got such a unique hook, because music documentaries are 10 a penny. It's like,
yeah.
And some of them are amazing, and some of them are so forgettable. How do you then decide, right, we've got to make something quite a unique concept? And
it was not that way. It started off very like, well, I'd made a film on the last Travis record, and it was really good fun. But on that, I found a great DP, Christian Perjol, Romanian, amazing cinematographer. But I searched them out, you know, it was like a long hunt to find a great photographer. And I found a brilliant editor as well. And then Christian was like, it would be interesting to follow the band or something and do something else. Yeah. But it was not really a big plan. But then we were like, let's maybe do it and shoot the band in Mexico. Wyndham, I knew from Berlin, and I knew didn't like the band because the first thing he said to me when he met me one night, the first time we met, was, hi, I'm Wyndham. I've got to say, I'm really not a fan of your band. And I was like, So that was kind of, but at that point, that fact was just interesting.
Yeah.
Now, nothing more. So it's like ingredients, you just get them and you sort of shoot 80 hours of film and gave it to one. I think she's like one of the best editors in America at the moment. She's always done short form, like commercials and like videos and stuff, like not that long. But she's like now done an hour long thing, and to take 80 hours down an hour, then you these like editors are pulling the story, and you don't have to sit. I thought it would take 6 months, and it's like 2 years later. Like, you're like, oh my god, this is taking a wee bit longer than I thought it would.
What did you kind of learn from that? Like watching this documentary, it's almost like I get the impression like Wyndham's trusted to go out there, interview people, get to it. Did you learn anything from when he brought it all back? Right, we spoke to these fans, we spoke to, you know, music critics, DJs like Steve Lamacq. This is why we think Travis is a success, or maybe doesn't gel for certain individuals. Did you learn anything about yourselves and from that?
No, I didn't learn anything about ourselves from those things. What I learned about ourselves mostly was there's little interviews with us. He interviews us separately, and then as a band, lying on a bed, and Neil's asleep.
I love that running joke just through the film. Constantly, stuff class.
That's Neil, but that little moment, that's where I got to see us, and you never see yourself. It's like being in a band is like being married to three other people. If you're married to just one person, you never get an opportunity to step out of yourself and watch that interaction and see the sort of affection, if there is any, or these weird subtlety things. And then that's the thing I learned, and that's the thing I wanted to sort of very, very subtly come off the screen, is there's a really nice in the nicest possible way nice affection that we have in our thing, and that's very rare to see that with four guys, blokes who've been together for 27 years as friends. And that's sort of what I wanted to film, and I got it. It comes off the screen. So all of the interviews and everything, the arc of Wyndham is interesting. It's that was bonus though to me, and very interesting, because you go, oh my god, critics, they start off as fans too, and somehow they don't so much lose their way. I just think it's impossible to be. How can you be like those, like the people you meet in Mexico, I love this. If you're reviewing 800 CDs a year, it's impossible. It just kind of just, and it happens maybe as well when you're in the band. You go to a gig and you're like, I know how this works. I know, you can see all the strings and you see you've seen behind the curtain type of thing. But there's a nice, there's loads of bonuses that we discovered out of the 80 hours. You know, we're like, oh, that's cool, let's put that in, and eventually,
was it a hard editing process? Because I remember reading it was like there's so much footage, and it's like, what was may have been lost in that? Was it kind of interviews, live footage, or was there like whole threads where it's like this could have been like this huge?
There's 80 hours, and Sarah, we got into March or April last year. Sarah's like, we need more. We need to go and talk to journalists. And I was like, and so I spoke to Wyndham and said, let's compile a list of journalists who we can approach. And Steve Lamacq gets us. Pete Pafades was, who I think is quite does a star turn.
Yeah.
He's got some of the best quotes in the whole thing. He was someone that came up, and Wyndham suggested Fiona and Martin and Keith Cameron as well, and Wolfgang Dubling was a guy from Germany who's once we got that, because by that time we knew this is what the film's going to be about. We figured that the idea of this that was just sort of interesting at the start mm-hmm. was actually quite magnetic. Yeah. You know, you tell it to someone, it's the pitch. You know, mm-hmm. you say, oh, here's the... Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's the cock of the head. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. So we had that, and then, so therefore you need to mm-hmm. bring interviewers into it, yeah. or journalists.
And how do you feel kind of like at the... Tonight, it's obviously it's UK premiere, I think world premiere, actually.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be, you know, not so much on stage now, but kind of on screen, and then other people will be watching you in that way?
I don't know. I said to Sarah the other day, the editor, like, we went to see the DCP, like, just to check mm-hmm. it and to make sure it was good. And the sound and stuff in the cinema. We saw it on the big screen. Looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I think, again, it's boring, but making this, and making any kind of filmy thing, there's the grade, there's the sound, there's mm-hmm. all this other boring kind of invisible yeah. stuff that's very pingelig. There's a German mm-hmm. word for, you know, like pernickety. Mm-hmm. And so to see it up on a big screen, and it's like, wow, it's really, really good. I think, though, even though it's a big screen, it's a small screen mm-hmm. event. It should be on a small screen yeah. because it's an intimate thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the same way I said when we were walking away from it, I was like, I always thought like E.T. was a TV film because mm-hmm. it's really intimate
yeah.
and you feel like if you watch it in a big group of people, it's like you're, it's a bit like you're being a little bit pervy or something. You're mm-hmm. watching something that you shouldn't really watch. Mm-hmm. You can only maybe watch it
yeah.
secretly by yourself. And this portrait of the band and of Wyndham is such that it works great on the big screen, on a yeah. premiere. But I think I'd be way more excited, I think, when it gets out, you know, wherever it pops out.
Absolutely.
on the smaller screen.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And if I had to introduce myself again, my name's Lee Hutchison, and I bought your album, The Man Who With My Virgin Voucher, in Christmas 99 or 2000. So
thanks,
there's my introduction.
So.
But thank you.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Nerd Party.